Okay, I think it's proper to run in Megillah now, right before the 3 weeks, because we said that Kishem Shenichnasov Matim, so this is the other side of the coin. And we'll probably go into Elul exactly when we finish this. And there's a kesher between Elul and Megillah, because one of the Ramazim of Elul is Ish L'Re'eu Matonis Levyonim, just like Adar is the month before Rosh Hashanah of Nisan. Elul is the month before the Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. So there's some of these kesher of learning Megillah now. Megillah Nikreis B'yud Aleph, B'yud Beis, B'yud Gimel, B'yud Dalet, B'tes Vav. It's possible to read the Megillah the 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, or 15th of Adar, though Pachos L'Yoseh. It's impossible to read it before that or after that. Even though the Sfarim say that if somebody won't have a Megillah on Purim, and only have a Megillah earlier, Shaykh to lay the Megillah from Rosh Chodesh Adar and on, whether with a bracha, without a bracha, because the whole Chodesh, Chodesh Asher Nepach Lehem Yogim Simcha, but from the Mishnah's Mashma, that it's not Shaykh Bechlal to read the Megillah before these days. Okay. Krochim HaMukofim Chomami Mos Yoshua Ben Nun Korim B'tesvav. So now the Mishnah explains when it's Shaykh to read in all these times. Krochim HaMukofim Choma, cities that have a wall around them, Miyamos Yoshua ben Nun, from the time of Yoshua ben Nun, and on the Gemara will discuss why Dafka from the time of Yoshua ben Nun. Read on the 15th. Kforim Vayoros Gedolos, Karim B'Yudalit. Villages and big cities that don't have walls, read on the 14th. Ela, Shakforim Magdim Limat Nisa. But the Rabbanan made a kula that little villages can read earlier the Yom HaKnisa, the Monday or Thursday before the 14th. Ketzat, Chol Lios Yudale B'Sheni, if the 14th fell on Monday, so Kforim V'Yoros Gedolos Korim B'Yom. So both the Kforim and the Yoros Gedolos read on the 14th. U'mukafos Chom L'Mochar, and the cities with walls read the next day on Tuesday, which is the 15th. Chol Lios B'Shlishi O'B'Revi, if Purim fell on the 14th, fell on the 3rd or the 4th, the Tuesday or Wednesday, then Kforim Magdimim Leom HaKnisa, then the villages read the Monday before, and that is either what's it called the 13th, if it's Tuesday, or the what's it called, if it's Wednesday, it's the 12th. Vayoros Gedolos Korim Bayom, and the regular cities read on that day, on the 14th, on the Tuesday or Wednesday. Mukafas Choma L'Machar, and the Mukafas Choma read the day after, either on Wednesday or Thursday, which is the 15th. Cholios B'Chamishi, if Purim fell on Thursday, then Kforim V'Yoris Gedolos Korim Bobiyom. Then both the Kforim V'Yoris read on that day, because that's the Yom HaKnisa. Mukafas Choma L'Machar, and the walled cities read the next day on Erev Shabbos. Cholios Erev Shabbos, if the 14th fell on Erev Shabbos, then Kforim Magdim Lim HaKnisa. The Kfarim read on Thursday. The Ayoros Gedolos and Mukafas Choma Korim B'Vayom. Then the Ayoros and the Mukafas Choma read on Friday, because the Mukafas Choma can't read on Shabbos, because you can't read the Megillah on Shabbos. So they are Makdim together, so that time both the Mukafas Choma and the Ayoros Gedolos read on the same day, on the 14th. Cholios B'Shabbos, if Purim fell on Shabbos, which today, according to the calendar, can't happen, but when they were Mekadosh al-Pi Ariya, it was possible. So if Purim fell on Shabbos, then Kforim V'Yoros Gedolos Makdimin, the Kforim Liom HaKnisa, then the Kforim and Ayoros Gedolos read on Thursday, Mukafas Choma L'Machar, and the Mukafas Choma read on Sunday. Cholios Achara Shabbos, if Purim fell on Sunday, Kforim Makdimin Liom HaKnisa, and this is the case where Thursday is the 11th. So this is the earliest that the Megillah can be read, is the 11th, when Purim falls on Sunday. Then the Kfarim read on the 11th. Ayoros Gedolos Korim B'Yom, and the Ayoros Gedolos read on Sunday, U'mukafas Chom L'Machar on Monday. Rashi. Megillah Nikreis B'Yud Aleph, Pamim B'Zeh, Pam B'Zeh. Doesn't mean read it all those days. Sometimes you can read it on the 11th, all the way to the 15th, and it's not the same places that you read it all those different times. Well, the common first was Lopachos v'Yosu, Lopachos Miralef v'Yosu Mitesvav. It's impossible to have the Megillah read earlier than the 11th or later than the 15th. Miyamos Yoshua v'Gmar Mefarish. Let Gmar explain why they made it Miyamos Yoshua. What does Yoshua have to do with Purim? Ela Shakfarim Magdimim Leom Haknisa, Kolomar, the Achashim Mukafim Korim B'Tesvav, since the Mukafim read on the 15th, the She'en Mukafim Korim B'Yodalid, Hari Hakol B'Chlau, right? Once you know that the cities that are walled read on the 15th, and unwalled cities read on the 14th, what's left? Either you're a walled city or an unwalled city. Su hechi mashkachas yid alef yid beis yid gimel. Ela shakfarim nosnu hem chachomim rishus lahagdim kriyos liyum haknisa. The kfarim, the rabbanim, gave them permission. We'll see which rabbanim, right, to be marked in the kriya to yom haknisa. Yom sheni b'shabash lifne yodalad o chamisha b'shabash yom haknisa. Yom haknisa, we'll see what it means. The pashas, it means that the people from the villages used to go into the big cities on Monday and Thursday, either to hear Kriyas HaTorah or to have Dinei Torah, to David Beit, but they didn't sat, and we'll see in 1 second why they were misakin that they should read then when they go into the big cities. Shakfor miskansim la'ayoros la'mishpat. Because on those days, the people from the villages go into the big cities for what's it called, for the Bote Dinim or Kabuim on Monday and Thursday. The Fishi Bote Dinim Yoshim Bayoros Meshenim V'chamishi Kitzakonis Ezra. Ezra is misakin that the Bote Dinim sit Kavu on Monday and Thursday. The Hakfarim Enem Bekiyam Likros. The people in the Kfarim don't know how to read Megillah. Utzrichim Shikra En Elohem Echad Ben Behair. They need that somebody from the city should read it for them. They weren't matriach them to come on the 14th and to hear from somebody from the city. Sometimes the Yom HaKnisa is Yud Gimel, and sometimes it's as early as Yud Aleph. Now, the Gemara also says another reason why they were makel on the Kfarim, and that is that the people in the Kfarim provided food. They grew the food. They were the farmers. They provided food on Purim for the people in the big cities. So if they were going to be busy with Kriyas HaMegillah on Purim, they wouldn't be able to provide the food. So this way they were makel for them to read earlier so they could provide food. Now if that would be the only reason, it doesn't have to be on Yom HaKnisa. It could be on any day that they could allow them to do it. But the main reason why they were kovei on the Monday or Thursday before Purim is for the reason that Rashi just brought down, because it's Yom HaKnisa. So first of all, from Rashi, it seems clear that somebody from the city who celebrates Purim on the 14th read the Megillah for the people in the Kfarim who kept it on the 13th, 12th, or 11th, which everybody asks, how could that be? They're not Chayiv. Only a person who's Chayiv in something can be Motzi somebody else. But the person in the city is not Chayiv in Megillah on the 13th, 12th, or 11th, only on the 14th. So how could he be Motzi, the people here? So some say what Rashi means is not that they read it for them, but they read it word for word, and the people read it after them. So they're not Motzi them, but they teach them how to do it. So they have their own Megillahs, and somebody reads for them and tells them how to read it from their own Megillah, word for word. Others hold that that was part of the Takana. The Takana was to be Makel on the Kfarim, and the reason is that they didn't know how to read Megillah. So they made a takana. When they made the takana, we'll see this from the Anshek Nes Agdola, this takana, that they made the takana that they could be Yotze, they could read it earlier, and they could be Yotze from somebody who wasn't celebrating Purim that day. Others say that really everybody could conceivably read on those days, so you're not called a Bar Chiyuva on those days. Anybody could be a Bar Chiyuva. If you became a member of the Kfar, you could read on that day, so therefore you're still considered a Bar Chiyuva. And others hold note that it's not that the people from the Kfar went into the city on those days, but the people in the Kfar never got together. They were busy in their fields. On Monday and Thursday, they used to get together for Kriyas HaTorah. So there were makel on them to read on Monday and Thursday in the Kfar, and somebody from the Kfar read. Not that they weren't Bekiyim. They know how to read Megillah, except they didn't have time to start coming in from the fields. So on Monday and Thursday, they came in anyway. They were makel for them to read on Monday and Thursday before Purim. And then also they would be free on the 14th to provide food for the big cities. Kol arbos or lios be'erev Shabbos, ayoros u'mukof nechom ekorim b'b'yom. She'en kriyas ha-megillah b'Shabbos. Because you don't read the Megillah on Shabbos. Gzeir Hashem yitblenu b'yado. We're afraid that you'll carry the Megillah to learn how to read it, and you'll be over the Isser of Havorah b'shus harav. Im tomer ya'achru ha-mukofin ad achra Shabbos. So if that's the case, why do they both read on Friday? Ayoro should read on Friday, and the Mukafos Chomo should read on Sunday, just like always. The Ayoros read earlier, and the Mukafos Chomo read later. So why don't we make the Mukafos Chomo read on Sunday, and the Ayoros read on Friday? Why do they both read on Friday? Right, Havi Le Tezai, because Sunday is the 16th. The Omar Kroa Lo Ya'avar. It's impossible to read the Megillah after the 15th, because it says Velo Ya'avar, you can't go beyond these days. Chalios Achra Shabbos, Kfarim Makdim Liyom HaKnisa. If Purim fell on Sunday, then the Kfarim read on the Thursday before. The Havila Yud Aleph, that's the 11th, that's the case where it's the earliest you could possibly read. Utvei Lo Mishkachasla, more than that is impossible. Yom HaKnisa L'Shifnei Purim Mukdim Bo. So there's no Yom HaKnisa more than that before Purim, because if it's the next day, on Monday, you read on Monday. That's the Yom HaKnisa. You're not makdim bim Yom HaKnisa li Yom HaKnisa. You don't go back to another Yom HaKnisa. Bim Yom HaKnisa lo makdimina. Okay, Gemara. Megillah nikres b'yud aleph min olam. How do you know that the Megillah can be read on the 11th? We know the Megillah says the 14th and the 15th. It doesn't mention the 11th, the 12th, or the 13th. Gemara says, min olam kidabayinu lameimer lakamon. Chachomim hekilu ala kforim lios makdim liyom haknisa kdei sheyispeku mayim u'mazom lachayim shebekrochim. Right? What do you mean, minolan? There's no posik that tells me. It's a special takonda de rabbanan that they allow the people in the kforim to read Megillah early so they'd be free on Purim to give food to the people in the ayoros. And like we said, that can't be the only reason, because that's enough of a reason to read it any day earlier. But Dafka Liyom HaKnisa, that we have whatever the Ramazim are.
So when did they get food when it was Bo Bayom?
What?
It was the 14th and the...
So it could be then that they, what's it called, they may do. But where it was possible, they made a takana. It wasn't possible, so they made do. Okay. Zemora says, Anan hochi kamrin, michti, kulu anshek nesagdola taknin. L'chora, the anshek nesagdola were misakin the 14th and the 15th. And it must be that they also were misakin the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. The Yisrael Kedai Techanshik Nesagdola Yud Aleph Tezvav Tikkun. Right? That the Anshik Nesagdola only were misakin the 14th and the 15th. Also Rabbonin Va'akri Takanta, the Takinu Anshik Nesagdola. Is it possible the Rabbonin who came after the Anshik Nesagdola made a Takana that contradicted the original Takana? A later basin can't be mevatel a takana of an earlier basin. So if the Anshik Nesagdola made it, you have to read Dafka on the 14th or the 15th, how could a basin later come and say other days? Elipshita kulu Anshik Nesagdola takim. Must be that in the original takana, there was room for reading on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Heche remisa, where is there a hint in the Megillah, right, which was written by the Anshek Nesagdola, and they incorporated in the Megillah the dinim of when you read the Megillah, where is it hinted anything more than the 14th or the 15th? Tzirashi. Hachi garsina, minolam, minolam, kidabo'inu lamemer l'kamon, v'hachi perush. Minolam di'yiralef yudbez v'yudgimu chosu l'kriya. Where do we find that the 11th, 12th, and 13th are fit for reading the Megillah? Because in the Megillah it only mentions the 14th and the 15th. The Komahadr Gemara Menolim Bitmios. Gemara answers, what do you mean where? I love Chovahi. This isn't a Chovah that the Takana was originally 11th, 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th. The Rabbanan made a Kula that even though the Ikar reading is the 14th and the 15th, but the Kfarim were allowed to be makel and read it earlier. Kedeshi yispekushu pnuyim b'yom Purim lahaspik tzorche sudas Purim v'nei ha'irayos. In order they should be free on Purim to provide food for the people in the big cities. Anan hochi kamrinon. Anan demi boyalon minolan hochi kamrinon. Right, the Gemara says, what we're asking, where do we know that from? This is the following question. Nichti, b'nei kilu chachom malak Kfarim lahakdim al korchan shek nesak dolah shetiknu b'mei Mordechai ve'Esther es simcha sapurim u'kriyas ha'megillah kulu hanizim nitikun. B'nosn reshus l'gros. It must be that the original takana included these days. Because if it didn't, how could a later Beis Din overturn the original takana? That the Anshik Nesagdola only meant the 14th and the 15th. And a later Beis Din added the 11th, 12th, and 13th as possibilities. How's it possible that a later Beis Din should go against the original Takana? Elapshita inu tikun. It must be that this was part of the original Takana. Since they made the takana, they must have hinted it somewhere in the Gilas Esther that such a thing exists. That's the Gemara's kasha. Where is the hint in the Gilas Esther to these extra 3 days, besides the 2 days that are mentioned with Feirish, Yudal, and Tesvav? Omer Shaman Bar Abba, Omer Yochanan, Omer Kro. So Shaman Bar Abba, in the name of Yochanan, said that it's from this pasuk. V'kayim ishimei apurim ho'ela bizmanehem. Says that they instituted to be v'kayim yimei apurim ho'ela in their times, plural. Zmanim harbe tiknulahem. More times than are mentioned specifically in the Megillah. Tomorrow says, ha'mi ba'ele gufe. There's 2 times, 14th and 15th. That's also plural. How do you know there's anything more than 2 times? Tomorrow says, imkein leim across zman. Mai zmanehem, zmanim tuva. So, but then it could have just said l'kayim bisman, because each one has its separate time, either the 14th or the 15th. Where do we find more times? That's a hint to the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Gemara says, still, what's it called? We need it for another limud. Zman lo shozeh, lo kizman lo shozeh. Zman ehem comes to tell me that the people who read on the 14th don't read on the 15th. And the people who read on the 15th don't read on the 14th. Each one has their zman, and it's not a zman for both of them. Where it says, imkein leim across zmanom. Then it should just said zmanom, each one specific time. What zmanehem? Each one specific times. The hints, the more times. Mai zmanehem? Shmas minokulu. From here is a remez that when they made the takana, they added other possible times for reading the Megillah. Zmanim tu. Of course, if Ema Zmanim Tuva, so maybe how do you know only three extra days? 11th, 12th, and 13th. Maybe you could read even more than that. Zmanehem Dumya Dizmanom. No, Zmanehem, which is the Ribui, is the same thing as Zmanom. Zmanom is 14th and 15th, 2 days. So Zmanehem is Marb, another 2 days. Ma Zmanom Trey of Zmanehem Trey. So you have 2 extra days. Where it says Ema Trey or Clay. So if that's the case, how do you know the 11th? Maybe just the 12th and the 13th. Kita Omar Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak says a little bit later, Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Lakoli. You don't need a special ribui to tell me you can read the Megillah on the 13th, because it's Zman Kehila Lakoli. So we'll see how Rashi and Tosus learn, and there's a third way of learning also. Whatever it is, it's Zman Kehila Lakoli. The simplest idea is that's the day that they all gathered together, both the people in the walled cities and the unwalled cities fought their enemies on the 13th. So it's clear that that's a day you could read the Megillah. So if we're marbe 2 more days, it's impossible it should be only the 12th and the 13th, because you don't need a ribui for the 13th. So it must be 11th and 12th. And the 13th, we learn what's it called automatically, because it's Zman Kehila. Others say Zman Kehila, l'chora, they made the Kriyas HaMegillah not on the day they fought, on the day that they rested from fighting. Yom Asher Nochu Bohem. Why would I think that you read the Megillah on the day you fought? So Tosus says, Rabbeinu Tam, Zman Kehila means it's Tainus Esther. When everybody gets together, and since it's Tainus Esther, it makes more sense to read then. If you're going to read on the 11th and the 12th, surely on the 13th. So if we have a ribui for 2 extra days, you don't need a ribui for the 13th. You have a ribui for the 11th and the 12th. But once you know you can read on the 11th and the 12th, then Kal v'chomer you can read on the 13th. Because if days that there's no day preceding it, right, you read, surely a day that preceded where you can read, and after you can read, surely you can read on that day. Hachinami Yud Gimel Zman Kehila Kol. Same thing over here, just like Rav Shmuel Bar Yitzchak said later on, that Zman Yud Gimel you don't need a ribui for. So if you have an Ribui for 2 days, it's not your Gimel. So it's what's it called, the 11th and the 12th, and then automatically we know you can read on the 13th. Or, in a chanami, the 13th, there's no Havamina to read the Chatchila. If you're going to be Marba days, better the 11th and the 12th, not the day they fought. But once you know you can read on the 11th and the 12th, then Kal v'chomer you can read on the 13th, because the what's it called, if on days when there's no day before, like the 11th you read, surely on a day where there's 2 days before that you can read and 2 days after you can read, that you read on that day too. V'lo tzorich l'rabuya. You don't have to be marbe the 13th. So Mordechai says, ve'ema shitzer v'shitzer. Maybe the 2 days that were marbe, the days after the 15th. You can read on the 16th and the 17th. V'lo yavor k'sid. No, it says in the Megillah, v'lo yavor, that the 15th is the last day you can read, not more than these days. So possible earlier, but not later. Rashi. Ligufei, liyodala v'tesvav, ha'mufurashim b'sefer. When it says, bizmanehem, I need it for those 2 days that are mentioned. So Mordechai says, lema kroes, yimei ha'purim ha'ila bizman. Tamashim bizman mufurish lehem. They'll read them in their time, whichever time is mufurish, for the ayoros on the 14th, and for the mukafas chom on the 15th. Why is that to say zmanehem in plural? Where it says, no, v'akatim v'boyele, haydenokat zmanim loshin rabim, zmano shol mukafim, lavke zmano shol prosim. Comes to tell me that each one has its own time. They don't read it in one time, they read it in time. Some read on the 14th and some on the 15th, but we still don't know any extra days. D'ikosu bizman, they both read on the same day, meaning they both read both days. Kamash will no. One reads on one day, one reads on the other day. Ibol likro bar deser, ibol likro bechamesa. They can read either day, right, or both days. Mordechai says, manehem dumya dizmano. So Mordechai says, that's why it says, manehem, to be marbe more days than just those two. And how do you know two? Because manehem is dumya dizmano. If it says zmanam, I'd know 2 days. Zmanehem is marbe another 2 days. Ribu de Dashin and Likral Yatura the Yud the Hey, Zman Nehem, the extra Yud and Hey, Dumya the Ikr Hasman, the Nafkalam is Manomhu, the Kamar the Dumya Didu. Right, so the Ribui is similar to what I would know without the Ribui is 2 days. Zman Kila the Kalhi, Hakom Nikahalu Ninoke Me Oidehem, Bain Bishushan, Bain Bisharmakomos. On the 13th, everybody fought. The people in Shushan fought an extra day on the 14th, but they also fought on the 13th. Moshe Kosu Basefa. Hilka Chlotzore Krol Rabuye. She have Roy Likrio. You don't need a pasuk to tell me if you bring Marba more days, you don't need a specific pasuk to tell me you can read on the 13th, because that's obvious. You would need a pasuk for that. The Iker Hanes Boya, the main Nes was on the 13th. And again, Tosha says it's not true. We don't read on the day of the Nes. We read the day that they rested, not the day they fought. So Tosha says it refers to what's it called? The Zman Kehila Lakol means it's Tainus Esther. And since the meaning is Tainus Esther, to have Tainus Esther, it's not a what's it called? It doesn't make sense that you shouldn't be able to read on that day. That you need if you're married for 2 days, that's not one of them. Yomim Kayomim. We never get it. Okay, right. Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Omar Kroy says a different remez. How we know that the 11th, 12th, and 13th you can read. It says, Kayomim, Asher Nochu Bema Yehudim. Yomim, Kayomim. L'Rabos Yiralof Yudbeis. It says, it could have said, Yomim, Asher Nochu Bema Yehudim. What's Kayomim, like those days? It's in addition to those days, there's other days like them. What is that? Just like the days are two, like them is another two. So it's 11th and the 12th. Mar says, Vema Tracer, Tracer. Maybe not. Maybe the 12th and the 13th. And here's what Rav Shimon Bar Yitzchok said, Yud Gimel Zman Kil Lakol. You don't need a ribui for the 13th, because that's Zman Kil Lakol. But Lotzorek Lirabuye. Mar says, Vema Shitzer, Vishitzer. Maybe the 16th and the 17th. You're adding 2 days. Maybe it's after Purim. Lo Yavar Ksiv, no. Torah, the Megillah says you can't go past the 14th and the 15th. So now the Mar asks, Rav Shimon Bar Nachmeni, my time alone, Mar Kmim Vizman Nehem. Why didn't Reb Shimon Bar Nachmeni learn like Reb Shmuel Bar Nachmeni learn like Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchok? Not Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchok, but like what's it called? Reb Yochanan, Reb Shimon Bar Abba. Shambar Abba in the name of Rabbi Yochanan. Why does he learn it from Yomim Kayomim and not from Zmanehem? What was wrong with that remez? Omar Mibis Manehem Zman Zmanam Zmanehem Lamashmale. He doesn't hold that you're Dayak so much. Wait, it could have said Zman, then it could have said Zmanim and Zmanehem. He's not medayik those differences. Rav Sham Bar Abba, my time alomer miki yomim. Why didn't Rav Sham Bar Abba learn it from yomim kayomim? Omer lechoa hu ledoros hu dechsi. No, that's not coming to tell me that there's extra days. It's coming to tell me that just like when they celebrate Purim the first time, the yomim asher nochu bohem, kayomim, like those days, then that's what we do now. Right, so coming to tell me, Lazarus, they didn't do it only then on those days. We do it like those days in the future too. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chana, Omer Rabbi Yochanan, Zudiv Rabbi Akiva Stimsa. This is what Rabbi Akiva said. And it's a Stam Mishnah that Rabbi Yehuda Anasi was so same like Rabbi Akiva. Didori Zman Zmanam Zmanehem. He makes this drasha and he says you can read the Megillah by Kfarim earlier. But the Chachamim don't learn this, and they hold you can only read it on the 14th or the 15th. There's no such takana that the Kfarim can read earlier. See Rashi to here. Yomim kayomim le'el min eksiv yudale v'tesvav yismachu. Says that that they made a yontif on yudale v'tesvav. Right after that says, kayomim asher nochu b'mayuhudim. These are the days that they rested from their enemies. The mashma heim heim yomim asher nochu. My kayomim l'rabo shnayim acheros kidiv mosim. Like these days, add another two. Where it says no, he holds that l'doros u'dechsiv. L'hochi shayich lishna dekro kayomim. Now you can learn a kipshuto. Kayomim means we keep it every year like the days they originally kept it. Kolomer Yasul Ledoros Yudale V'Tesvav Kasher Hoya B'Mehaneis Yomim Asher Nochu Bohem Hilkach Lo Ikal Rabuya Mehochas Shnayim Acherim. Therefore, he holds that the pasuk pshat in the pasuk Kayomim doesn't lend itself to a drasha. Zudiv Rabbi Akiva Hochi Gomer Rabbi Yochanan Miradei Demasnisin Rabbi Akiva Omer. Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah that the Mishnah, the Stam Mishnah, is like Rabbi Akiva, and the Chachamim argue on him. Stim saw. Harbe Stam Mishnah saw some Rebbe, Shehen Div Rebbe Akiva. Rebbe Yehuda Anasi many times said Mishnayis that really are only the sheet of Rebbe Akiva, and he said them Stam. What's it called? Usually Stam Mishnah is Rebbe Meir. But if you have a Kabbalah that this Stam Mishnah is somebody else, then it's possible to be somebody else. The Yesh Meforshim Stim saw, Kol Hastumim Talmidah for you. Every Stam Mishnah goes according to the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. One of them was Rabbi Meir. So every Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, or one of the Talmidim of Rabbi Akiva. Kedomer b'Sanhedrin. Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Meir. Right? All the Stams. Stam Mishnah is Rabbi Meir, and Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. Stam Tosefta, Rabbi Nechemya, who was a Talmid of Rabbi Akiva. Stam Safra, Rabbi Yehuda. The Kulos Misoi, Aliba the Rabbi Akiva. And all of these Stam, all of them go according to Rabbi Akiva. He says, the ach kosher b'inai l'forish kain, it's hard to say that's a pshat, shematzino b'kam b'komos b'shem Rebbe Loza b'Rebbe Yossi stimi osa, Rebbe Nachem bar Rebbe Yossi stimi osa. It's not true if it meant, stim osa meant all the stams, right? Mishnah, Tosefta, Safra, go according to Rebbe Akiva, then the Gemara says this in some places, and it means, what's it called? It's not stam of like Rebbe Meir or any of the Talmid Rebbe Akiva. It's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Loss of Rabbi Yossi. It wasn't a Talmud of Rabbi Akiva. So therefore, the first pshat is more probable that it meant that Rabbi Yochanan had a Kabbalah, that this Stam Mishnah was Rabbi Akiva. And other times you have a Kabbalah, the Stam Mishnah is other people. Okay. Amos says, and now the Gemara says like this, so what do the Chachamim hold? The Chachamim hold, they don't darshan these psukim, and they hold you can only read the Megillah on the 14th and the 15th. Meisvei, Omer Yehuda, Eim Osai Bizman Shashonim Kitikunam Yisrael Shruim Al Admosim. When do we say that the Kfarim are Maktim to Yud Aleph, Yud Beis, or Yud Gimel? That's only when the Beis Din was Makadish L'Chodesh Al Pi Haria, and they sent out Shluchim, right? Shonim Kitikunam, they sent out Shluchim, they were Makadish Al Pi Haria, And Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosim, everybody was living in Eretz Yisrael, so the Shluchim were able to get to most places in Eretz Yisrael by Purim. Bizman Hazeh, Hoel Mistaklim Bo, Ein Korno Sola Bizman. Where Rashi learns, today though, we don't have, everybody's not in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shluchim don't go out, they're not Mekadosh or Piyariya, so how do people know when Pesach is? They count 30 days from Purim. And from the day they read the Megillah. And if they start reading the Megillah earlier, they're going to make Pesach early and finish it early. And they'll end up eating Chometz the last days of Pesach. Hol mishtaklin bo in koronos ol bizman. Rabbi Yehuda aliba demand. So Rabbi Yehuda, who is he going now according to? Ve'ilem aliba de Rabbi Akiva, our Mishnah. Our Mishnah doesn't say it's only bizman, bizmanehem. It says it's even bizman hazeh. The Mishnah is going, even bizman hazeh. Megillah nikres. Doesn't say Dafka Bismansha, you know, Yisrael Shriyam Alad Moson. It says Islam. Mashmi even today. Afilu Bismanazeh, Isala Haitakanta. If it goes according to Rabbi Akiva, the Mishnah, it should be even Bismanazeh. Elala Valiba the Rabbanan. Must be that it goes according to the Rabbanan. And the Rabbanan only argue on Rabbi Akiva, there is a time when you could read the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th, but not Bismanazeh. Only Bisman She Yisrael Shriyam Alad Moson. Right, Bisman Shashon Kitikunon, Yisrael Shurim Lab Mosam, Mio Karinon, even according to Rabbanan, Tiyufta the Rabbi Yochanan, Tiyufta. So it's a kasha Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan was mashma that the Rabbanan hold, you never read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Can't be. Because this brisa, Rabbi Yehuda said, clearly goes according to the Rabbanan. Can't go according to Rabbi Akiva, because according to the Mishnah you read all the time, even Bisman Hazeh. So if he makes a difference between Bisman Hazeh and Bisman HaMishnah, it only could be according to the Rabbanan. The Mashma, the Bisman HaMishnah, the Rabbanan also held that you could read on the 11th, 12th, and 13th. Omer of Ika de Amri, some learn this a different way. Omer Rabba Bar Bar Chan, Omer of Yochanan, Zu Div Rabbi Akiva Stimso. Right, the Mishnah is Dafka Rabbi Akiva. Avol Chachomim Omru Bisman Hazeh, Hoel Nistaklin Ba in Koronos of Bismana. The Rabbanan argue not that you never read on the 11th, 12th, or 13th. They argue on the Mishnah that it doesn't apply today. It only applied in the time when Yisrael Shurim Alad Mosa. Tanya Nami Hochi, and then with Bryson it says the same thing. Now we're instead of asking Akasha on what we said, we'll bring Uriah to it. Everybody holds that it's possible to read the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th. Machlokes Rabbi Akiva and the Chachamim is, what about today? Does it apply today or not? Our Mishnah says it applies even today. And the Braisa says, no, it only applies with Zman Yisrael Shurim, and that goes according to Rabban. Right, Tanya Nami Hachi, Om Rabbi Yehuda, Eim Osai, Bizman Shashon, Tikitunam, Yisrael Shurim, Lad Mosam, Av Nizman Hazeh, Hoel Mistaklim Bo, Ein Korin Osa, Ela Bizman. Rashi. When did the Rabbanan make this takana that you could read on the 11th, the 12th, and the 13th? Bizman shashon kitikunam. Shashon misabros al pibezin, der mekadosh al piaria, vachadoshim hamakadoshim bebezin, sholchen shluchim, laudia emosai huktish nisan, vaosin muadim al pishluchim. When everything was normal and regular, and the chadoshim went regularly, and they sent shluchim, then they were enabled people to read earlier. Most people were in Eretz Yisrael, and the Shluchim got to the ends of Eretz Yisrael by Pesach, so it's no problem. People know when Pesach is. All of that doesn't exist anymore. And Klal Yisrael is scattered all over. And the Shluchim don't come to them. So how do they know when it's Pesach? Hakol Tzofin Lemikra Megillah. So they look to see when you read the Megillah, and they count 30 days. The Omrim Yom Yudalad Ba'adar, Karina Megillah, Megillah is usually read on the 14th, and then Nisharu La'adar Tezvav Yom, there's 15 more days to make up Adar, the Tezvav Shal Nisan, 15 days till the first day of Pesach, Osim Pesach, then they make Pesach that day. The Taktim Kriyosa, and if you make the reading earlier, people get confused, and they'll think that's the 14th of Adar, and they'll count 30 days, and they'll make Pesach 2 days before Pesach, or 3 days before Pesach, right? The Sof Shloshim Yom Shal Kriya. V'nimtzu Ochlin Chometz B'yomim Achron Shal Pesach. So what's so terrible? So they have a few extra days of Pesach. What's terrible is they're going to end up being over in Issur Kares, the last days of Pesach. They're going to think it ended early. V'zman hazeh nomi isa lo ha'takanta dor Rabbi Akiva v'zman hazeh havi. Rabbi Akiva was after Churban Beis Hamikdash, and if the Mishnah goes according to him, he holds it applies even today. Ela lav aliba the Rabbanan. The Havu Mikme Rabbi Akiva Amra. Elamai, it must be the Rabbanan who lived before Churban Beis Hamikdash, and they held that it's what's it called, only Bismanon and not after Churban. Mio Karina, but you see from there that the Rabbanan at least hold that there is such a thing, just it doesn't apply today. Alma Rabbanan, nomi darshis manz manam zmaneim. Ika diamri omarava zudiv Rabbi Akiva simos, so velo garsina lahai lishna, the door is manz manam zmaneim, the Rabbanan de pligi alei nomi darshilu. And according to this lashon, they're not, the machlokis is not whether they darshin zman or not. The machlokis is only, do we make a difference between bizman hazeh and before the chorban? Elashich, miru la'achar chub mishum mistaklin bo. Right, others say mistaklin bo is going on the aniyim. The aniyim look forward to matnas aniyim the day that they read the Megillah. And therefore, they made it all the 14th that not to split it up for the sake of aniyim. There's another gear, so the Rif brings the mistaklin bo. Today, it's a sakana to celebrate Purim too publicized. They made all these extra days. People, the Goyim, would see that we're celebrating the downfall of Goyim, and it'll be a sakana. So they kept it to 2 days, which is less pirsum than making a lot of extra days.